السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Studio Diaries. This is Masha Omar. I'm sitting in my office right now and the urge to run away from my life is so strong. Just to plop out of my life and plop into someone else's without having to do anything for them. The way that it normally happens is like by watching stuff. And so I'm trying to break that loop. Tell myself that staying in my life, regardless of how hard or how difficult or how unfigured out it is always better. Because if you just stick it out just a little bit. You'll find out that you're almost there. So, this is a message to you. Don't jump out. It was a letter I wrote to myself when this urge was so strong. And I had to tell myself this because this is a kind of a recurring thing that occurs in my life where it's like, I just want to say, fuck it. Why did we try? Sorry for my vulgarity. This episode, there's a lot of that. I think the only word that can truly capture, it is fuck it. So, appropriately, it's titled, Don't Say Fuck It. And it goes like this. Hey, Mona. I know your repetitive thoughts loop between I need to be better to fuck it. I know it is easier to just forget about the ambitions and the goals. I know it's easier to say, screw this long-ass plan. But don't say fuck it, please. I promise you it's going to get better. That's not a promise from me, but from Allah. Because no one who walks towards Allah ever loses. I promise you the joy at the end of this journey is not a lie. It is not a figment of your imagination. It is very much real. And you have every chance to get there. You just have to keep walking forward. Keep taking the steps. Keep trying, even if giving up is easier. You'll get there. I promise you. Put your trust in Allah, baby girl. You trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't you? Just like the storm you are looking at is scary, but you are sitting here in the safety of your home, comfortable and protected. That's how you want to be in Jannah. Seeing the adab and thinking, Alhamdulillah that Allah protected me and saved me from that. That could have been me. I've decided the name of my son, Awwab. It looks ugly in this colonizer language, but it is the sunnah of my life until the day I meet Allah. I wrote it A-W-W-A-A-B. I think that's the only one. A web. والسابقون السابقون is a lifestyle, not just a declaration. Don't say F it to our dreams. I love you. Please keep going. Talk soon. Mona. This for you if you needed to hear that today, because I definitely needed to hear that today. And probably in 2 weeks, because this cycle be looping like that. You'd be saying one day you are so motivated, you're going like, ah, oh, this is going great. And then as things start to go great, I start to think, wait a minute, this is going too great. It's getting a little scary now. Is it supposed to be this great? Is it supposed to be this easy? I don't know if that's a normal thought process or if that's just me.
Oh, oh, ow. Oh, wow. Something just fell on my toe. Oh, what a day. Oh, that was like Allah said, you need some edger right now. And here you go. Oh, that hurts so bad. Oh, okay. Yeah, the charger of the fat brick of my laptop fell on my toes. Anyways, may Allah make everything easy for you and facilitate. Assalamu alaikum. This is Studio Diaries. Oh, this hurts. This is Murashak Omar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.